Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, now twice on Radio MD every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. each week, Eastern Time, that is. We discuss the most important issues for you to take control of you and your family's health. Plus, top guests at 3:30 and 5:30, the top environmental reports that affect your health, and what's toxic, what's not, with Gary Ginsberg. And the top medical news of the week on 34 Terrestrial, that's regular stations, and twice on Radio MD every Saturday. The show today, we've got very interesting stories. Zika, the mechanism of microencephalopathy, you know, that's those small brains, now is being uncovered, and why Zika can cause paralysis in 2 of every 10,000 people infected, and how many people are infected anyway? Turns out hundreds of thousands, and we're just getting started on this virus. We'll have much more about that in our thought piece during the show. Healthy fat, yes, it does work to decrease appetite. Just choose healthy and don't have significant arterial disease first. Red meat, egg yolks, coconut, palm oils, they're probably like cocaine. Great in the short term, but kill you in the long term. Drinking more water. This is really impressive data that was accumulated and published this week. Drinking more water is associated with numerous dietary benefits. Yeah, it does make you thinner. It does decrease your consumption of certain things. We'll come back to that. And in the number one story of the week, the gene for graying hair was discovered. And we're going to talk about what it has to do with other, that is what graying hair does, and discovery of that gene has to do with our understanding other aspects of aging. My foreplay segment, yes, the longer the primary season, the healthier the candidates must be, and the more the office will age them. This has nothing to do with Trump versus Rubio. This has nothing to do, but it has to do with all of them. It's an enormous amount of stress, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton or John Kasich. They're working their tails off, and they're working long hours, and they're not keeping their friends, and they're, in fact, doing things that are very stressful to age them. We'll come back to that as well in this half hour. Monsanto, have they bought the Senate panel? Yeah, the Senate panel, 14-5 vote, passed a bill stating that blocks state labeling of GMO labeling. That's right. It blocks the state's GMO forcing labeling, if you will, or labeling by GMO. And we'll talk about what that means, not in the context of Monsanto buying legislators or influencing legislators, or even in the context of the political scene, but why should we not know what's in our food? Why should we be kept from knowing that? The book at the bottom of the hour, the guest segment, What's the Point? Best-selling author of The Number, Lee Eisenberg, What's the Point? Very interesting. Even goes through some tests at the end of the book on what I would call your, if you will, the meaning in life questionnaire. The questionnaire about have you fulfilled yourself, the death attitude questionnaire, what are your attitudes towards death, are you ready for it, the purpose in life test. He's got all these wonderful issues at the end, but we'll talk about, if you will, in fact, there's even an exercise for book groups that he goes through, and we're also going to talk about his telling of stories. What's the idea of the micro story being told inside you? When we get to the second hour, we're going to talk about the 8 professions that hurt your heart most. That's right. There are 8 professions that hurt your heart most. We're seeing, by the way, I forgot to say, we have stations, both in that carry the first hour, some the second hour, but always you can find it in the archives at RadioMD.com. RadioMD.com has the first and the second hour, so if you're traveling out of your local station's network, you can get it. So this is eight professions that could hurt your heart and make you fat. And the order, if you will, we'll talk to Gary Ginsberg, and then cheaper, healthy food would save millions of lives. This is actually amazing. If you lowered the price of fruit and veggies so that everyone had one more serving of either a fruit or a veggie a day, guess how many lives you'd save around the world from heart disease each year? The cure for your junk food cravings, we'll talk about that as well. And Just Go With Joe, energy drinks raise more health concerns. That's the top story, also a top story for this show. When we come back, we of course will come back with those stories, but I want to actually concentrate on one item here, which is the Zika virus. The Zika virus, no one cared much about it. It occurred in, if you will, Africa. It was a minor thing, only one in fact, five people who had it, even knew they had it. Causes some arthritis, no major disease, but apparently it mutated, and it mutated in some significant way, because in fact, what happened is that it now causes two major neurologic problems, one of which is that it causes your newborn's brains to not develop. And there's major advances in that this year, why that occurs. And then the second thing is there's been a rash of cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. And the problem with this is we aren't sure it's related to this, but the more data we have, the more it looks like, now it's not definitive, but the more it looks like this is really caused by the Zika virus, which means the Zika virus has transformed itself to be able to attack these cells. Now, how do they attack the cells? Well, this is new work this week, done at the University of Florida, at Johns Hopkins, and at one other institution I'm blanking on right now, and at NIH, which shows that it attacks the most rapidly dividing cells. Those happen to be, just because you've got so many brain cells, your brain cells are the most rapidly dividing, and it attacks apparently the white matter brain cells. Why it does that, we don't know. So the white matter are the outer cortex, that outer part of your brain, and it's attacks them so that they can be more easily killed. So it doesn't kill them itself. It just makes them vulnerable to death. And then your own immune system comes along, or the baby's immune system, or something comes along and says, this isn't the right way to build more and more cells. And so it stops the brain development in that way. What about the Guillain-Barré? Well, Guillain-Barré, this is a study of 42 people in El Salvador, Venezuela, and Brazil, with Guillain-Barré. And what they found was that in these 42, they had almost all of them had the antibodies as though they had the Zika virus. Not all of them, it was 70% of them. And it looked like, I'm sorry, it was 90% of them. And they had the symptoms of this. So it looks like there's a mutation of this virus. We're going to have to do something about it. What about it? I'll tell you when we come back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Remember, stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fact: all probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and only Natron cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. The reasons why this makes Natron's Healthy Trinity the world's best triple-strain probiotic are endless, so we let our satisfied customers do the talking.
Hi, this is Shane from San Francisco. I'm a registered nurse. I'm also an instructor at the University of San Francisco. I teach pharmacology there. I've been taking probiotics for 12 years, and after extensive research, I discovered Natron probiotics. I started taking them, and after about 2 weeks, I noticed increased digestive health, increased energy, and I can't recommend the product highly enough.
Try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days. Plus, the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. Call 1-866-4-NATREN. That's 1-866-4-NATREN. Or visit natron.com and enter promo code RadioMD. Natron.com.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike with a passionate show that helps you take control of your health. How do you prevent Zika? Well, there's no vaccine yet. They're working hard on it, but it's probably at least 8 months away, maybe 2 years away. And we don't know how effective it will be or even if it will be able to be developed. Mosquitoes that spread Zika virus. Now, there are two things. Zika can be spread by sexual transmission, use condoms, or not having sex with someone who has had a mosquito bite within the last 10 days. You won't know that often because people don't even know if they have mosquito bites. So using condoms if there's a potential of having a mosquito bite in a Zika infested area is a good way of avoiding it. But remember, in most people, Zika, especially if you're not pregnant, doesn't have any bad effect that we know of. But prevent the mosquito bites. Mosquitoes that spread Zika bite during, not evening like all the other mosquitoes, but during daytime. The Aedes mosquitoes somehow also, by the way, can spread dengue and chikungunya viruses that are all bad. So you want to avoid these always. They're daytime viruses. So when traveling to countries where Zika and U.S., in the southern half at least, will have it, wear long sleeve shirts and long pants, stay in places with air conditioning or that use window and door screens to keep mosquitoes outside, sleep under a mosquito bed net if you're overseas or outside not able to protect yourself, use environmental agency protected registered primethamine, in this case insect repellent. When you're using them, and effective even for pregnant or breastfeeding women. Always follow the product label instructions. Reapply the insect repellent as often as it says. Do not spray the insect repellent on your skin or underclothing. Spray it on your clothing. And if you're also using a sunscreen, apply the sunscreen before the insect repellent. If you have a baby or child, do not use the insect repellent on babies younger than probably 6 months of age. Dress your child in clothing that covers her arms and legs. Cover the crib, stroller, or baby carrier with mosquito netting. Do not apply mosquito repellent onto a child's hands, mouth, eyes, a cut, or irritated areas. And remember, for adults, spray the insect repellent onto your hands and then apply to a child's face. Treat clothing and gear with permethrin, P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-A-N, and treated clothing remains protective for multiple washings, but I'd probably treat it each time. If treating yourself, follow the product instructions carefully. And don't put these primethrin products directly on the skin. They're intended to treat clothing. If you have Zika, protect others from getting sick. That is, during the first week in infection, remember the virus can be passed in blood or passed from an infected one to another through mosquito bites and through sex. Now, what do you do, by the way, in this study? The paralysis, if you will, and muscle weakness that extends on your body and can mean you have to be ventilated. Every one of the people that has had it has recovered from it in this study. Obviously, they were studying 42 live people, but it is at least 90% survive it if you get to medical help soon enough when you get paralysis. And so the message is don't ignore it, and don't ignore water and viral and mosquito breeding grounds in your home. Get rid of them. Get rid of them as quickly as possible. Now, before we go on to the positive stories, I call that a negative story because it's something negative in history, and we have a couple more negative stories, I must admit, today. I went on a rant with a couple of these just because they're so outrageous, if you will. For example, Monsanto sounds like it's bought enough senators to get a 14-5 vote. What do I mean by bought? Well, I don't know how they influence them other than paying campaign and other contributions. But why would the Senate pass a bill like the House bill that blocks GMO labeling? Has nothing, it's a trivial, it's hundredths of a cent to label a package whether it's got GMO products. You should know whether it's got GMO so you can make a decision whether you want them or not. Whether they're good or bad, that's your decision. We don't have solid data yet. But you should have the labeling that this is made GMO-free or not. And to have the Senate pass it means Monsanto has really done an incredible job. How many lobbyists do they have in addition to a Supreme Court judge? How many lobbyists do they have that have worked for and been bought by Monsanto? I mean, this is ridiculous. So I do go into that, and I've got one more, if you will, rant today. But what I want to do is talk about something really positive, a new study that examined the dietary habits of 18,300 U.S. adults, found the majority of people who increased their consumption of plain water. By the way, before I get to the rest of that story, you can call us with your questions. I don't have the email line open today. I apologize, but I'm out of my normal home and can't get all the lines going at once. But you can call phone 844-305-7800. I hope Bridget does call in, because I'm expecting her to call in, as well as our guests. 844-305-7800. But drinking water was associated with numerous dietary benefits. So this is the study that examined 18,300 Americans, adults, who found that their consumption of plain water, tap water for a cooler drinking fountain or bottle, by 1%, just increasing the amount they had by 1%, reduced their daily calorie intake as well as their consumption of saturated fat, sugar, sodium. Yeah, those are the things that you want. You want to avoid saturated fat and sugar, and they did it. Saturated fat, sugar, maybe sodium. You can do that. So if you increase your consumption by one cup a day, you decrease your calories by 68 a day. By three cups, 205 calories less a day. And your sodium by 235 grams. And you ate 18 grams less sugar and decreased your saturated fat by 21 grams. It is amazing. Just three cups of water a day. You should run to the fountain, run to your tap water, fill it up. I hope that many of you have gotten a Brita or some other charcoal filter to filter your water. That's a really good thing with drinking water. And look at your yearly water company filter bid. There, every once a year, your water company is required by law to send you the quality of your water standards, and it looks at all the things in your water, many of which, even when they're in small doses, you want to have a couple of glasses with them a day. You usually do that with cooking and other water, but the rest of it should probably be filtered with a Brita water filter. In any case, or a charcoal filter, I don't mean to name the company name, but just drinking three extra glasses of water a day can decreases your consumption of calories, that is, decreases your weight by probably about 20 pounds a month. That's a huge difference. It's 205 calories a day. I'm sorry, that's 205 calories a day times 30 days is maybe 2 pounds. Sorry, decreases it by 2 pounds a month. Data is plain water. It doesn't count whether it's from coffee, etc. They don't count that. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Lee Eisenberg. The point is, we'll find out. Stay tuned.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And now, back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. Award-winning, best-selling author Lee Eisenberg has done it again. He's written a New York Times bestseller, The Number, and now he comes back with another interesting, provocative book. Provocative, at least from my standpoint, and interesting to read, challenging to read in many respects, because it keeps challenging you to say why you're here, what you're doing, what is good, what your story is, if you will. Lee Eisenberg, and by the way, you can find out more about the book. Not only can you get it at Amazon, etc., but it is Lee Eisenberg, EisenBerg.com. Lee, tell us what, and I'm going to, like readers, try and pretend I haven't read this. So tell us what you mean by stories and what the mind story is.
Well, I set out, you know, I'm a man of a certain age, not that there's an age requirement for this, but after decades of working hard and raising a family and moving my family from city to city, I suddenly one day woke up and I said, hey, maybe it's time for me to take a deep breath and take stock of what all of this career and family life and trials and tribulations, what does it all mean? How did I get to this point? And at the end of the day, what does it all mean? It's a fundamental question that man has been asking himself since the beginning of time, and I don't profess to be the first. So I embarked on this journey to try to answer for myself, how did I get to be me? Does my story add up in any way? Is there still time for me to redirect my life story? And what, in the end, are we here for? And how do we, how do we render a verdict as to whether our lives are meaningful or not? So with that, I said, okay, where do you start? Because it's not exactly the easiest assignment. So I basically started three ways simultaneously. I started reading a lot, and I don't have to tell you or your listeners that there's no end of literature on whether or not life has meaning, and if so, what is it? The other thing I did was I talked to scores and scores of people of all ages, from millennials in their 20s all the way up to seniors. And then finally, I went back and I retraced my own personal steps, my memories, going back to as far back as my memories took me. And it was in looking back at my memories and in combination with talking and reading that I came to the conclusion that whether or not we think our life is meaningful has a lot to do with the life story that we have, without knowing it, created in our brains about ourselves. It's something we start creating when we're about 3 years old, which is when the brain begins to have the capacity to collect memories. And then, interestingly enough, something happens simultaneously with that, and that is that our brain begins to understand stories. It has a capacity for narrative, as it's called. So we start creating this life story out of memories. And we add memories as time goes along, and we have turning points, and we have chapters, and we have all these things that apply to an actual written story, but the story exists in our head. And I came to the conclusion that how we read that story, and read in quotes, has a lot to do with whether we think our life is fulfilling and meaningful or not.
Is this essentially the story that you're talking about creating? Is the story, if you will, of your as though you would have a you would be at your own funeral and reading your eulogy? This is the eulogy story as opposed to the resume story. That is, I'm blanking on the book earlier this year that was written on the resume story versus the eulogy story, but it seems like you're really talking about, in the same way, about what is, when do we switch from thinking about a CV or resume story into thinking about what we'd like to be known about after.
Yeah, I'm definitely more of a, I guess, a eulogy story, although it's kind of a, I don't mean to put it in such pessimistic or morbid terms. If I were to ask you right now, Dr. Mike, to tell me your life story, and depending on how much time we had and how much you were inclined to reveal parts of your life story, you could tell me your life story from beginning all the way up to the present. I could ask you, what do you think it means? I could ask you, what's the genre of that story? Is it a comedy? Is it a tragedy? Is it a farce? Is it a romantic comedy? What is it? And there's a leading character. That leading character is you. There have been all kinds of other characters who've entered the story and left. Some of them have entered the story and stayed. If I were to ask you what your most important chapter is, you'd be able to tell me. If I asked you, what chapter of your life would you most like to delete, you could probably tell me that. So that story you walk around, we all walk around with inside our heads. And it occurred to me that we often don't sit and reread or re-examine that story sufficiently to get a really good sense of whether our story is meaningful or not. For example, a lot of meaningful things happen to us, but we forget about them. You know, we're very busy people. We go through life, and we may see a beautiful sunset, or we may have an extraordinary interpersonal experience that passes very quickly, and we often don't take time to either write it down, for example, in a diary or a journal, so that we don't forget about it. We just go on with our lives. And one of the things I discovered in going back through my own life is that there were scores of very, very important and meaningful experiences, events, short-term relationships, and other things that I kind of discounted. I didn't really appreciate them at the time. So one of the strong suggestions I have in the book is to try to record some of the things, even on a daily basis, that really meant something to you, because it's shocking to the degree when we go back and re-examine something, how much more meaningful or satisfying or fulfilling it actually was. So it may be that we're all sitting around with a lot more meaning in our life, but a lot of it has sort of gone in one ear and out the other.
Now, some of this is, as you read through the book, and I'm telling the listeners this, as you read through the book, it's impossible to not start to do what you've suggested. That is, think about it. And many of them are twists and turns. So, for example, initially I started wanting to find how, in my own life, how memory is formed and what the major function is in memory, and then how to, if you will, improve memory or keep memory, not because I thought enough about the crisis in that we're having in, if you will, cognitive dysfunction going forward in Alzheimer's disease, because that wasn't a prominent thing at that time in life, but because I thought it was an unstudied area and it really was what was the essence of human beings, that is memory. And so I went into, in fact, anesthesia research, because anesthesia takes away and certain drugs take away, and so I figured by going at that route. And in that process, I went and did another turn to the point where it is, initially it was supporting, then it was, if you will, building a laboratory that did this and supporting, developing others who could do this too. And then it was, how do you stop chronic disease, if you will, in general? And so when I look at it, do many people have the kind of turns and twists that I'm telling you that your book stimulated me to think
about? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I were to ask you, you know, tell me what were the three or five or six most important turning points in your life? Most people can rattle those off, or what was the most important turning point. It may or may not really have been the most important, but you've made it the most important in your story. The thing about memory, if I can go back to it for a second, is this is a book about memory.
Let me start you with that the next segment, because we're going to take a break. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Lee Eisenberg as our guest. The book is The Point Is, LeeEisenberg.com. We'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders. Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. In the second hour, we're coming up. 8 professions that could hurt your heart, make you fat, and what professions to make sure if you're going into, you adopt healthy behaviors. It's important because we also are going to talk about if you have just one more fruit and vegetable than the average person, you decrease your risk for all-cause mortality by about 30%. If everyone in the world did it, we'd save 3.5 million lives every 2 years. That's 1.7 million lives a year would be saved. And if it would just happen in the U.S., we'd save, just by having one more fruit per person in the U.S., we'd be saving over $50 billion in the federal budget, over $200 billion in all budgets of the, if you will, our nation. Pretty remarkable data accumulated, and we'll talk about that in the second hour. The cure for food, junk food cravings, we'll talk about that. And just go with Joe, why energy drinks aren't as good as just coffee from a health standpoint in any case. And that's some of the stories that are coming up that we'll have to get to. But that Waterlogged app, and we have nothing to do with the ads on the show. They're recruited independently. We don't get approval on them. They don't ask us for approval on them. But Waterlogged, that app, you heard the story today that if you take 3 extra glasses of water a day, you decrease your consumption of calories by about 205. That alone would cure the obesity crisis in America over a 20-year period. It would take a while, obviously, but taking water is important. And what we're doing now is also important. It's by a book by Lee Eisenberg. Lee, EISENBERG.com. The book is The Point Is, and we were talking about memory. Lee, I interrupted you while you were talking about memory and a key point in our memory.
Yeah, I just wanted to add one thing, which is, you know, we all walk around and we take our memories for granted. But the fact is that without the stories we make out of our memories, without stringing those memories together into those chapters that add up to our life story, we would be absolutely lost in time and space. It is through those memories and how we put them together that we are actually able to make life coherent. We certainly make our own personal life coherent, but we make life itself coherent. So, as a physician, one of the great tragedies, of course, so when memory is impaired, Alzheimer's or anything else, is that life loses its coherence. It doesn't add up, and that's why it's so important to us to almost honor our memories, celebrate our memories, be very careful with our memories, and go back from time to time and relook at memories in a different light, in a different context, at a different time of our life, because often we underappreciate certain memories when they happen. And if the book does anything, I hope it raises our consciousness about how extraordinarily valuable our life story is, and how important the memories are that make it up. So I just wanted to add that.
You wanted to talk about the
test at the end of the book?
Yeah, but let me get there in a peculiar way. Part of what I see this book is trying to do is a call to action for you to think about, if you will, that your life story, and to do so in a way that may actually have you change your actions to become more meaningful. And you also do that with this, what I would call these bullet point or wake up or aha moments at the end, where in the appendix you have the meaning in life questionnaire, just 10 questions. You have a purpose in life test. You have the death attitude profile revealed. And a number of, if you will, what I would call these tests that are trying to get us awake, as well as an exercise for book groups. Is that what you're trying to do to drive us to think about that?
That's what I am trying to do. These exercises are tests at the end of the book. I did not come up with these. These are very, very widely used tests, questionnaires, that are used principally by psychologists and to some degree anthropologists. And they're not necessarily designed to indicate whether you're happy or you're depressed. What they are designed to do is to create a baseline, if you will, so that a psychologist or a sociologist can go out into the world and compare different groups on the basis of whether those groups are searching for meaning, are feeling satisfied in life, and so on and so forth. So while they're really interesting for each of us to take, and most people I know, when they buy the book, they immediately go back to the end and take these questionnaires. They're quite revealing. One of them is a very simple, it's a 10-point, 10-question test that basically is the meaning in life questionnaire, which is really intended to determine the degree to which you feel you are experiencing meaning, or the degree to which you are searching for something meaningful. So that's number one. The second one is called the purpose in life test, and the purpose in life test is somewhat more lengthy. I think it's about 20 questions. It's been used in hundreds, if not thousands, of various studies and experiments, and it's basically designed to again give some illuminate questions such as, you know, people who've had heart attacks versus people who have not had heart attacks. Do they vary as groups in terms of whether they how they're perceiving whether their life has any purpose? Does a heart attack change the perception one might have of whether one's life has purpose? There have been studies that, you know, try to compare different ethnic groups. You know, are Caucasians more likely to feel that life is purposeless than perhaps African American? So I'm just making this up, or country to country. So they're very, very interesting. And then finally, I think the most interesting one is something called the Death Attitude Profile, which is designed to gauge to what degree we are either accepting of the idea of our own death, or to what degree are we anxious about the idea that we are all going to die. I found this, you know, the fear of death, death avoidance. Are you neutrally acceptance of death? Are you very open to the idea, even though you're not looking forward to it? Or in certain cases, do you see death as a, you know, if you will, an escape acceptance, which is that if you're very, very sick, or if you're very, very depressed, you know, there are some people who will take this test, and it will indicate that, you know, they, while they may not be eager to die, they are in many ways accepting of the idea. So
tell, Lee and I could go on asking questions, because this is a really very provocative book. It provokes you to think about what you're doing and what your story is. I urge you, do get it. It is Lee Eisenberg, The Point Is, and LeeEisenberg.com is the way. After the break, come back, we have great...
It's Erica Spiegelman, host of Rewired Radio on Radio MD. My book, Rewired, provides a holistic, personalized treatment plan for addiction and an effective wellness plan for anyone who wants to make positive changes and end self-damaging behavior. In Rewired, we'll navigate addiction and all of life's challenges. Discover why Rewired gets 5-star reviews and has been called a breakthrough approach to addiction recovery and wellness. Order your copy of Rewired by me, Erica Spiegelman, at Amazon.com.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, this is so great.
Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared.